Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Esther Wojcicki, who is the godmother of Silicon Valley, legendary teacher, best-selling author, and CEO of Global Moonshots, an education that aims to transform a 100-year-old industrial-era education protocol into relevant, self-directed experience that will empower learners of all ages to thrive in a rapidly changing world. And that certainly is an understatement. And Esther, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, it's so exciting to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And you're so welcome, and an honor to have you with us today as well. So Esther, tell us, your 2019 book release, How to Raise Successful People, is based on your philosophy, TRICK. Can you tell the audience what this acronym means and how it was derived?
Sure. Well, the acronym is, as you say, TRICK, and it stands for Trust, Respect, Independence, Collaboration, and Kindness. And it was derived by me thinking for a long time about what it was in my classroom that I had done to make so many people want to take my class. It became the most popular class in the school. So, like, what was I doing? And it also came from the fact that my children were very successful. And the question was, like, what was I doing with my kids? And so I thought about it. It took a while to figure out. Sometimes you just don't know what you're doing, you know, and you realize it after you do a little introspection and try to look at yourself. And I realized, with the help of actually my students, that what I was doing is I was giving kids a lot of trust and respect. I was always asking them what they wanted to learn. Here's the framework, but, like, can you help me figure out a path that you might want to follow to get to the goal? And so I was giving them a lot of trust, respect. I gave them a lot of independence in what they were working on. I collaborated with them on school rules, on the way we're going to do it. And, you know, I listened to them and then treated them with kindness all the time. You know, that's generally my goal in a classroom, especially, you know, most teachers, it's kind of strange, but they don't even say hello to their class. You know, kids have 7 classes a day. And so I think I just was instinctively always being very friendly. And so now I know there's a lot of teachers that are doing the same thing. So things have improved a lot for the kids, except, of course, today there's no class, right? We're all online. And so I hope when they go back in the fall, or maybe in January, whenever they're going to go back, that they do use more TRICK in the classroom, and then use TRICK with your parenting. I know it sounds kind of unusual, like TRICK with my parenting. Well, the most important people in your life are usually your kids. And so one of the things you need to remember is you want to know what they think. So talking to them and respecting their ideas and trusting them really empowers them and helps them want to share information with you and also rise to your expectations. So that's how I got TRICK. And I would like to suggest people read the book. It's an audio format. It's also on a Kindle format. It's in, of course, hard copy, and will be in soft copy in August of this year. But it has tons of stories in it that help you remember the principles of TRICK. That's why I recommend it pretty highly.
Definitely appreciate your giving us some good highlights and background to kick things off here today. Most helpful. Now, understand your background is in education, and also understand you are eager to break into corporations to teach this philosophy. Can you tell us why you're making the transition from education to the corporate world?
Well, it's an interesting question. A lot of people like ask the same questions, like, why go from the schools to the corporations? Well, actually, you know, all those people that they graduated from high school and then they graduated from college, honestly, they're the same people. And, you know, their body's just a little older, maybe a little bit fatter, you know, never know, you know, needs a little bit more makeup, whatever. But it's really inside, it's the same person. And that same person learns the same way. They learn by doing. They learn by being trusted and respected. They learn when people believe in them. And so to empower companies to be more productive with their product or their service or whatever they're selling, my goal is to empower their employees to feel good about themselves so that they produce really good work, work collaboratively, because a lot of people are afraid to say what they really think. They're afraid that something terrible is going to happen to them. And so if the culture of the company is that we all work collaboratively, of course we make mistakes. We're human. And so how can we resolve those errors, whatever they are? You know, don't hide them. Let's work on them together, collaboratively. And there are companies, a lot of companies here in Silicon Valley that are using this philosophy. Number one company that I know personally is Google. And Google has a very collaborative environment for their employees. They take really good care of their employees. They always solicit their ideas. They respect what they say. They give employees a lot of independence. And even if you get tired doing the same job, let's say you've been doing that job for, I don't know, a couple years or so, and you're just tired of it, the company will say, you know, why don't you look around and see if there's some other job that you would prefer, that you might do better in? And then they allow the employee to explore. Because nobody likes to do the same thing over and over again for 30 years. We all get tired of it. Actually, after a few years, we get tired of it. Only I can say that I never got tired of teaching. I've been teaching for 39 years. And the reason I never got tired of it, even though I did retire 3 days ago, is the main reason is I love being with people, and they're always different. And the reason I retired is just because I think it was after 39 years, I thought I should give myself an opportunity to take a break. So that's what I did. But I'm still involved in the school. I'm going to be doing teacher training instead of working with students. So I didn't really retire. I just shifted to a new group.
I like how you put that. You just shifted. Good stuff there. And it's a no-brainer taking this philosophy to the corporations as well. So how can Trick be leveraged in corporations? And why do you believe that this philosophy could truly drive positive results in corporations and transform corporate culture?
I think one of the reasons is because I have seen what it does with students, you know, 16 to 17, 18-year-old kids that are not engaged in anything can suddenly bloom and become so excited about school only because I am trusting and respecting them and giving them the opportunity to work on projects they come up with. And the other reason is because I've been a consultant advisor to so many companies here in Silicon Valley. And whenever a company embodies this trusting and respecting, it just makes a huge difference in the way that the corporation or the business or even a small company works. Because people, you know, one of the reasons people want to be trusted and respected is because it makes them feel like happy, good about themselves. And when they feel good about themselves, then they work even harder. You know, there's a friend of mine that wrote this book called Smile Guide. His name is Paul Spiegelman, and he runs a conference that's, I think it's called Small Giants, if I'm not mistaken. And it's all about corporate culture and how smiling and being kind to each other will dramatically increase your productivity and your products, whatever it is you're doing. I think you don't want employees that are so eager to run out of the office the minute that the clock strikes 5. You want people who really care about what they're doing, and it's part of why they're at your company. And so that's why my Trick philosophy, and that's why I decided to transition to corporations, because they are the biggest learning ground in America. It's bigger than schools. And that's, people need to learn to work together collaboratively, especially look at in today's world. We need more unity. And, I mean, if we ever needed anything, it is getting along and understanding each other and working together on all the things that face our country as a whole.
And you're so right about that, and timely information as well. Today we're speaking with Esther Wojcicki, a journalist and award-winning educator, a pioneer in the integration of technology into the classroom, and a world-renowned advocate for students and teachers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Esther, what is your response to managers and leaders who have doubts or angst about this philosophy working in the corporate environment?
So the number one way to try something new is in small steps. I have another friend, DJ Fogg, who wrote a book on how to change habits. He said, tiny habits, tiny steps. So I suggest that these people that are a little bit apprehensive, is this going to work? Try doing it just 20% of the time to start. Just try like maybe one day a week, something like that, and see how it works out. I mean, I think you'll be shocked to see how effective it is. I mean, it is, they have to think about themselves, you know, why are we all working so hard? Why do we want, you know, all this? Why are we spending money on fancy cars and fancy shirts and all this labeled clothing? I mean, it's basically a public appeal for respect. You know, why would you spend so much money on a shirt that has a label on it when you can get the same thing at Costco for one-tenth the price and the same quality, only it's missing the label? So what people are looking for is respect. So if respect is part of your culture of your company and part of the way that you interact with people, then you don't need to spend all that money buying that shirt with that label on it. It's part of the culture of the way you operate in life. And so I just suggest people try just a small percentage of time. If 20% is too long, try 10%. Or just find one activity that you think you can do with the company, with your colleagues, where it's an activity where you feel it's okay or safe, in your opinion, to have trust and respect. I mean, that's the reason a lot of companies have offsites, you know, because they want the employees to get to know each other and trust each other and feel comfortable. And I think that's great. But if you go back into the office and then there's a culture of no trust and respect, then the offsite didn't really do its job. So those are my reasons. I feel pretty strongly. I guess you could probably tell that because I've seen it work really well. I've been involved in quite a few startups, and fortunately, I'm happy to say they're all thriving. So I'd like to see them all thrive. Not just a few.
Esther, I think it's fabulous what you're doing and really appreciate not only the passion that you have, but for the impact that you're already having in the space as well. As we conclude, what can we expect from Trick for corporations to be released to businesses, and where can one sign up to learn more about this new and exciting leadership training program?
So I'm in the process of writing the book up. It's going to be a booklet, and you know, instead of publishing it, which takes a year, I just thought I'd do an online book that people can download without having, I think, you maybe pay a small amount or something like that. I'm not sure exactly. It might be free. But that's where they can go. It'll be Trick for Corporations and through Gratis Labs. Gratis Labs is a group that I'm working with here in Silicon Valley, and they're handling all of the production efforts on this. But, you know, especially considering, you know, where we are today, where everybody needs to have a job. I mean, we have 20% of our population that doesn't have a job. And what can we do to help people get a job, be reskilled, retrained, feel good about themselves? I mean, we all need to work together on this. There's another company I advise, they're called Sky Hive, and they have a reskilling packet that is going to hopefully help all these people get new jobs. You know, maybe your job is not going to come back because of the way the world is, but that doesn't mean you can't work and get another job. And so these reskilling packets embed my philosophy in teaching, and it should make it easy for people to get new skills and get new jobs, have resumes. Everybody, you know, we have to believe there. Everybody has the potential to be an outstanding employee.
Well, Esther, again, we certainly appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and all the best.
Well, thank you again for giving me this opportunity to address your audience, and I wish everybody the best, and we'll get through this together.
And that is the key. We'll get through this together, and beautifully put as we conclude today. Thanks so much for joining us. We've been speaking with Esther Wojcicki, a journalist and award-winning educator, a pioneer in the integration of technology into the classroom, and a world-renowned advocate for students and teachers. And for further details, visit gratislabs.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.